Well, as expected, our week has progressively gotten stormier as we've gone through the last few days, with rain and storms more and more widespread. After starting out very isolated, yesterday, as expected, became a big day late in the afternoon and evening with heavy rain and storms, producing large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, especially intense storms from all about Argyle Forest through Orange Park, Mandarin to Ponte Vedra, and then Hastings and Crescent Beach, southern parts of St. John's County. Where storms produced large hail and quite a bit of tree damage. And then we had a wide area of showers and thunderstorms move across the area during the late evening hours. That one produced rain everywhere. The first round of storms, well, the amounts varied considerably. Barely measured at the International Airport, 0.03 inches, about 0.6, a little better than a half inch here at the WOKV studios on the south side. E-Town picked up 1.25 inches of rain, and we had a few spots with as much as 2 or more inches of rain. And then other areas, again, far less. And then we had the overnight showers and thunderstorms that produced widespread half-inch amounts with a few spots as much as 1 inch. So we've had a good rain across the area overnight, drying out early this morning for the most part, but another complex of thunderstorms moving eastward from the Gulf will kind of be on the northern edge of that today, and we'll also have a good deal of cloud cover. Overall, a more stable day today. There still will be some scattered showers and perhaps a few rumbles of thunder developing as we go through the middle of the day and the afternoon. We've got a lot of humidity. So we'll see a few showers at just about any time today. Those few rumbles of thunder midday into the afternoon as temperatures top out at around 80. So it won't be as warm, but the humidity will be awfully high. Kind of make up for that, unfortunately. We'll drop into the mid to upper 60s tonight. Still a few isolated showers for your Friday night, but there'll be plenty of dry hours, as will be the start of your weekend. Saturday, hot, humid, partly sunny skies. Temperatures will soar into the upper 80s by early to mid-afternoon. The only problem is that sets the stage for stormy late day and evening as the next strong upper-level disturbance moves up across the area. Storms will develop in two bands. One will be along the sea breeze from I-95 to the beaches late in the afternoon. And while these storms won't stay over land very long, they'll move off into the Atlantic pretty quickly. They could also very quickly become strong to severe. So that'll be one area to watch, I-95 to the beaches late in the day tomorrow. At the same time, thunderstorms will be increasing and developing over the west coast of Florida into the northwest portions of the state, and will move northeast during the evening. Any of these storms will be capable of producing severe weather and heavy rain. And then there'll be yet multiple bands of showers and thunderstorms thereafter through late Saturday night into Sunday morning. And while with that activity, the severe weather is lower, the severe weather threat is lower, the heavy rain will continue, and there's the potential for at least several more inches of rain. Late Saturday, Saturday night into Sunday morning. And in areas that already have had heavy rain, there may be some localized flooding threat. And of course, we'll keep an eye to the severe threat late Saturday and Saturday evening. By Sunday afternoon, the system will progress on to the north and east, and rain and storms will diminish from west to east. It'll actually not be a bad end to the weekend if you wait long enough and don't mind the mud and the wet conditions left behind. And then that leads to a very pleasant start to the new work week with a good deal of sun Monday and Tuesday. Pleasantly warm temperatures will reach the low 80s, but with comfortable humidity and nighttime lows that'll drop well down into the 50s, perhaps even some upper 40s well inland. So that'll be a nice change and some beautiful weather to start the new work week. So for the beaches this weekend, keep an eye to the sky, obviously, late Saturday and Saturday night. The first two-thirds to three-quarters of the day, though, really a pretty good beach day. Offshore winds will push temperatures into the 80s all the way to the beaches. And water temperatures right now are in the low 70s, but boy, don't mess around with those storms. When they're moving in, I would recommend that you seek shelter quickly. Get out of that lightning, and there'll be high winds with some of these storms too. And then Sunday morning just looks wet, so delay plans at the very least as winds will shift out of the west and northwest. I have Purple Stride. I'll be emceeing early tomorrow morning. That's at Treaty Oak Park. Registration begins at 7 p.m., but you can also register online at 7 a.m. rather. You can also register online. The event gets underway at 8 a.m. It's a walk and run. It's not particularly rigorous, but a great way to raise awareness about pancreatic cancer, the most deadly cancer in the world, and unfortunately took my mother's life 15 years ago this year. And you can read about that in a very personal way in the Burrish blog. If you just Google Burrish blog, A Personal Journey, you'll find the story about my mother's 9-month, very graceful, yet troubling, let's say, battle with pancreatic cancer back 15 years ago. So that walk is early tomorrow morning, come one, come all, and a lot of great strides have been made when it comes to this very deadly disease, and much of it right here at home with the Mayo Clinic. That's going to be a partly cloudy sky for Purple Stride. It'll be warm, but it looks like we're in between the bands of rain and storms and should be mainly dry. So that's some good news, as is the case and the story with many of the outdoor plans and activities for the weekend. I mean, there's a lot going on, as there always is, but the particular time that we have to be most concerned about storms and severe weather, late Saturday night, and then heavy rain lasting through the first half or so of Sunday. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.